Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekend discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Good morning, everyone. This is a program, you know, Business Resolutions. Our goal here is to provide information, experiences, advice to help the business and the professional person deal with the everyday stress and conflicts and hopefully make life easier for you. Today, I have Pablo Figueroa, a good friend. Pablo, good...
good morning, Jorge, to you and your distinguished audience. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me here today.
Well, Pablo is... here in his personal capacity, not as the incoming president of the chamber. We met some 6-7 years ago, and we have in common at least two passions besides, of course, helping the business person progress and make life easier for them. But the two passions is the alternative dispute, conflict resolution, dialogue, helping people get together. And the second is education, and that the importance that education has for our community and for our future. And so I'm going to, later on, we're going to be discussing some of his experiences, past and present, hopefully will give light to some of the ways that entrepreneurs, he runs his own architectural firm, how entrepreneurs have to handle moments of crises and difficult situations that they face on a personal and on a professional level. I wanted to cover a number of things that are happening in Puerto Rico in the business world, and at least this Saturday with a optimistic framework. We have the 933-245. They use these two sections, and tremendous news that we have bipartisan support for these initiatives. And the bill has already been filed by our resident commissioner. And not only is the two major parties behind this, but all the institutions, the chamber, the manufacturers association, all the big players in the business community are behind this, and also importantly, we have the business community, these controlled foreign corporations that operate in Puerto Rico, the pharmaceutical and the electronics, and still. We have about 78,000, 80,000 jobs, and although it's declined tremendously, but they're behind this and excited about it, and that's really very positive. Mm-hmm. Because when we went through the excise tax, there was a fallout, and they were down on their and they were down on this thing, and Puerto Rico and our way things were handled, and this is an opportunity to sort of recover the working together, which is so important if we're going to progress. So that's a really the good news, and I'll be bringing on later in the program some people to discuss how this really works, and if there are things that have to be resolved on the way, what they are, that'll be an ongoing discussion as hopefully this moves forward in a positive fashion.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a very promising alternative, provided also, Jorge, that it is coupled with structural reforms that need to enhance the investment climate in Puerto Rico all throughout.
Oh yeah. Well, some people, argue that we're going back to 936, that didn't work, and this and that, and that we should be emphasizing. And I'm full agreement with that. Our local businesses, no one's arguing with that. But I think it should be clear that outside investment of this sort is really important. It produces tremendous jobs, produces great wealth, and we have to go for anything that increases our economy, and because we think something else is more important or whatever, that should not stop mm-hmm. us in any way to join forces and bring to Puerto Rico laws and take steps, as you say, in other areas that produce economic development.
I agree.
The second thing that just came out, we're now down to six players for the concession, the airport concession, and they look promising, the candidates that we now have. And again, this is something where everybody seems to be in agreement with the two major parties. You never have everybody in agreement with, but the two major parties seem to be in agreement that the private public alliances for the right way and done the right way, can be promising. And the other prior administration, there was the concession was limited more to the parking.
Okay.
But it was something that was not able to be finalized before the change in administration. So I think moving forward with that is a positive, and that was coupled with the good news that I think another $36 million was produced with the public private partnership for the highway, the Puerto Rico Highway 22, the expressway, and so. Those two things, after a couple of years of getting through the legislation and getting this thing moving and all, we now have some concrete projects moving forward. They're hoping that the concession would be put together by the end of this year.
I think that's right on the nose, Jorge, because infrastructure is one of the competitive pillars, even by the standards of the World Economic Forum. And if we want to be competitive at the global arena, even regional, we need a top-notch infrastructure. So that gives me high hopes.
Yeah, and again, unity, unity. And getting off the island, because I think one of the things that we have to do in Puerto Rico, and Pablo is very internationally oriented. It works with economists and all. So the other thing, we have to look outside and see what is happening and see how it affects us. And one of the things I noticed is that a compromise was reached in California. There's a huge friction between the retailers. I happen to want to protect the retailers. We have one of the families owns in the San Patricio Plaza. So between the retailers that have to charge the sales taxes, and then you have the online sellers. Amazon is the biggest player who do not. And we've had tremendous conflict in the states and in California. There's that conflict, and of course, what the Supreme Court has said is that a state can tax these online sellers if they have a contacts in the state, if they have offices, if they have employees, if they have affiliates. And California was moving to move stricter rules on that. Mm-hmm. And of course, Amazon says, if you do that, then I'm going to move these operations, my warehouses, my affiliates out of here, and back and forth. But what they did is they put this thing on hold for 1 year. And the goal is to see if this can be resolved on a national level.
Okay.
Because to the extent it's done on a state level, then these companies will then pull out of one state and go to the state that then will not tax them. And you have artificial movements back and forth instead of what's really rational way of doing business.
That's interesting, Jorge, because one of the main topics all over the world is the level playing field. And where you really have to address a competitiveness and on an equal basis, so that market forces can really, really be optimal in terms of fair competition. And the more level playing field you have for any business sector, you will produce better prices, best quality, and the economy will thrive. If you have a non-level playing field and you have the benefits for one sector at the expense of the other, that creates suboptimal solutions. And at the end of the day, the consumer, the products are subpar.
Exactly. And of course, just a little plug from a family point of view, the head of finance, the budget, In California, happens to be my niece.
Oh my God!
Ana Josefina Matos Santos, a graduate of Stanford, a tremendous article just finished coming out. in the Stanford magazine.
So is she a bright as her uncle?
She's a whip. She's only 35, and has been able to hold this post with the two administrations, Republican Schwarzenegger, and now with Governor Jerry Brown.
That's impressive.
And the articles just keep on coming out, praising her of the area that you love, so you and I love so much, praising her for being able to get people together in these very difficult situations. Mm-hmm. And I haven't talked to her about this, and nothing's mentioned about her in this, but she had to have been involved in reaching this compromise. So I'm proud of Ana Josefina. And
so she's a deal maker, really.
She's a great deal maker. So. Well, we'll now take a break, and I'll be back with Pablo, and we'll discuss some of his personal experiences.
Thank you.